This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Honf and Nam Vaughn of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And you know what? Since it's transferable, you can win the contest and give it away to somebody for Christmas.
Re-gift.
Because it's worth... Oh, you re-gifted. Exactly. It's worth over $100. Today's trivia theme is general knowledge. Nam, we have a guest today. Would you please introduce him?
Yeah. Our guest today is David Bequillen, CEO of La Lima Development. They are a San Francisco-based premier developer of mixed-use residential, retail, and office properties. They built Santana Row over in the South Bay and Bay Street Emeryville in the East Bay. So welcome, David.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Great, great. Happy holidays. I want to start out. So where did the name La Lima come from? What does it mean?
It's a good question. I remember when I was a very young, impressionable young man right out of college, I worked for a guy from, he was from Hawaii, and he used to say to me every Monday, let's La Lima. And I think it was about the third week that I had enough guts to ask him exactly what that is. And I said, am I La Lima? I'm not really too sure. And he said to me, it's a Hawaiian term for collaboration, many hands working together. And it just really stuck with me for someone who does mixed use now. Mm-hmm. If there's ever anyone who tells you can do mixed use solely on yourself, I think there's two things. Either they're not telling you the truth or they're lying to you. So it really stuck with us. And we wake up every day and we La Lima every Monday.
So you didn't want to name the company a lot of hands working together.
It just didn't flow off the time. Just didn't flow off the time.
Three weeks, that's guts, because it took me a year to ask that today. Since I've known you. So you got more guts than me.
There you go.
So David, you're a real estate developer, and recently you were profiled in the San Francisco Business Times. The headline was, massive $400 million downtown district will soon add 460 homes. Now this is in Rohnert Park, and it starts out by talking about how Rohnert Park has never had a downtown, and La Lima Development plans to change that. What can you tell us about this new development of yours?
Well, I think both Station Ave and Rohnert Park was a really unique opportunity for us and the community. When we look at projects, we look at a value-added proposition. Mixed use has a lot of moving parts, just like La Lima Development, many hands working together. But, you know, there was a lot of data points that really led us to that. One was Sonoma State University, the Smart Station, and the fact that Rohnert Park didn't have a downtown. And here it is, this great community sits between, you know, Petaluma and Santa Rosa. It's, to us, really the center of Sonoma County. Yeah. And the fact that we are the Smart Station, what really was surprising to us early on was the fact that there was 32 acres of land that was fully entitled with one APM number that was shovel ready. And it sat right on the Smart Station. So we looked at it as, let's be a leader in mixed use and let's really set a new precedent for Rohnert Park and allow them to rebrand themselves, because I think it's a community, because they didn't have a downtown, it was probably passed over from the retailers and the office segment before.
Right.
But I think now it's a dawn of a new day.
Well, and have you seen Santana Row? Have you been there?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. And so... what surprised me most about this development, David, is that it's in the North Bay. So you've got the South Bay with all of the, you know, new office building that's going on like crazy, that Google and Facebook and LinkedIn and others are all fighting over. And then in San Francisco, of course, you've got skyscrapers being built. But you cross the Golden Gate Bridge and go north, and there is nothing happening in terms of development. I'm always surprised when I drive by anywhere in Marin or Sonoma County and actually see something new being created. How on earth did this ever even come into your – into your view?
Well, you know, we had the opportunity to take a look at this back in 2004 when I was speaking to ULI. This property came up for sale. We took a look at it. I was working for another company at the time, and we kind of pivoted and looked at another project down in Southern California. But I think going back to what I said earlier, the fact that there's 32 acres that was available in the Bay Area for sale, fully entitled, was really rare occurrence. But I have to say, too, that, you know, from city manager Darren Jenkins to his staff to the mayor and the city council, they really were forward thinkers. From 2004, when we took a peek at it, to what happened to when we bought it, they went ahead and did a lot of the heavy lifting. They got it entitled. They really had a vision.
Wow. Very good. Oh, hey, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break here. General knowledge is the theme. And, David, if you know the answer, don't say anything until we come back from break. First trivia question, where was George A. Custer defeated? That's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. Again, here's the question. Where was George A. Custer defeated? All right? And don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Fellow listeners, Forbes magazine recently suggested Google Ads can boost profits quickly. Want to work with better clients? Google networks control nearly 80% of online ads. As a search marketing specialist, we know the secrets to a higher conversion. Curious if AdWords will work for you? Let's chat. The system we used helped our clients earn six figures in revenue last year. We regularly outperform other certified partners. There are no long-term contracts. Take advantage of our multi-point AdWords audit for listeners of this show and receive a $300 discount. But this is a limited-time offer, so call now, 712-307-0303. That's 712-307-0303. Or go to unlimitedclients.net. Unlimited Clients is a member of the iTechs trading community. Your iTechs dollars are welcome. Unlimitedclients.net.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Compt and Nam Phan, and our special guest. I'll have you pronounce his name.
David Bukulin.
I was just teasing. Okay, here was the first trivia question. Where was George A. Custer defeated? Mark?
At Custer's last stand.
That's exactly correct. But what was the battle?
I don't know.
Anyone?
Got me.
Okay. Battle of Little Bighorn.
Oh, that's right.
Pretty close.
I'll say it again next week. I'll have the answer.
You'll have the answer. Okay.
I didn't know I could answer that.
Go ahead, Nam. You have a question.
Yeah. So we were talking about Runner Station, or Station Avenue, excuse me, and how its proximity to SMART. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I think, you know, when you look at the opportunity to put 32 acres in a suburban area, and you're now dealing with urbane issues such as rail, transportation, there's a right way to do urban development, and I think there's a wrong way to do it. But SMART was such a key component to our investment, meaning that, you know, even though that, you know, currently right now that the SMART train, you know, built kind of the middle leg first, and the most obvious is get it down to the Larkspur Ferry next by the end of next year, you know, the pressures of San Francisco real estate has, in our opinion, has kind of caused people to look outside the sphere of San Francisco, meaning the Central Business District. And what rail does is it brings a Central Business District to Roanoke Park. You might not think of it as being urban, but you know, rail was meant to take people from point A to point B, to take people from low density suburban areas to high density CBD, Central Business Districts, and it really doesn't matter where those are, but Roanoke Station has enough critical mass to actually make that great sense.
How close to the SMART train, you know, drop off or will this be?
If you were to get off the train at Roanoke Station and walk 10 feet, you would be in the middle of the urban core.
Okay. It's that close. All right. Because that's one of the whole issues we've sort of talked about, you know, off air, or not today specifically, but it's like, you know, there's a lot of people can't really take the SMART train because they're so far away from either, you know, their work that they have to take like another form of transportation to get to where they're going after the train.
And I think that's really the advantage of Station Avenue has to all the other developments around the SMART stations. We have 32 acres.
Yeah.
So, you know, what we try to do is use that same parking stall for 18 hours a day. So we have daytime population and nighttime population.
That's smart.
Oh, that's really smart. Ergo, the name Station Avenue. I just figured that out. Go ahead.
And I think
you're
for
fast,
us, it's,
Edward.
Well, it took me 20 minutes, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's good. That's a lot quicker than we figured. Yeah. But I think from us, it's you know, that's kind of what we're all about. Is, you know, people are working in different areas, you know, that the patterns are changing, but the most important reason why people would want to be on the SMART is you're going to work from A and you're going to get to B without having to take your bicycle or a shuttle or things like that. So we provide both.
That's great.
So how do you figure this project's going to impact the city of Roanoke Park, and then even more so Sonoma County in the North Bay?
I think a couple reasons. One, economically, I mean, you know, we're a $400 million project, so the city of Roanoke Park is going to benefit from, you know, during construction, 3,400 jobs, and once we're open, somewhere around 2,300, and about $1 million a year in their coffers. So currently, you know, Roanoke Park's budget is $30 million. We're 10 times that. So I think there's going to be a lot of ancillary, you know, benefits that are going to happen around that.
When do you think this will be finished?
So the way we have it is, so 32 acres, the piece that we would refer to as the urban core, is about half the site, and that includes 140,000 square feet of retail, restaurants, entertainment, 130,000 square feet of office, 156 boutique hotel. We'll all, in about 20 very urban style lofts, will all open September of 2020. And if you go to our website, it's counting down by the second.
Wow.
It says Station Avenue arriving soon. Nice. And then followed by that, you know, we'll start delivering the residential units in two segments, and they'll come in about 4 to 6 months after the opening.
I think you need like a big baseball stadium or a big basketball stadium or even a football stadium. Get some real people in, you know.
And how much of the project's being devoted to housing, David?
About half of the acreage. So, you know, it's a good size, but it's, you know, Station Avenue is as dense, if not more so, than the Marina District in San Francisco, Polk Street, in the Fillmore District.
Yeah, wow. You know, it's interesting because I could see people, let's say in San Rafael, because that's where I live, taking the train, if you have some really good night entertainment there with restaurants and all that stuff, without having to drive all that way up there because it's always heavy traffic, taking the SMART train up there for the evening and then coming right back.
Yeah, and we're all about curating. And so, you know, we're curating right now our tenants. And we usually start with the food and beverage side of it because it's just the way we look at retail. Retail is changing. You know, we're not in the mall business, but we're in street retail, but we consider ourselves more of a lifestyle and neighborhood.
It's smart because it seems like, you know, Amazon's kind of taken over that industry. And so that's probably very smart.
Yeah. And I think, you know, our take on it, or my take on Amazon as it relates to retail is, you know, there's probably certain segments of retail that, they didn't fail because of Amazon. They failed because they didn't change their business model in 20 years.
Well, true. I mean, like, you know, a hairstylist or nail salon, Amazon's not going to change that part. Same thing with going out to dinner.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that the social aspect of just going out and dining, you can't order that online. I know you can order food and it shows up, but you still have to cook it. But if you're looking for, you know, a night
experience
on the town, you can't do it.
Well, that's true. I remember when DVDs came out, the players and all that stuff, and DVRs, you know, we internally were thinking, oh, all the movies are going to go out of business. But no, people still want to go out of their house for some entertainment.
Yeah, and I think from our standpoint too, health and wellness is a big one. So we're about kind of the soul cycles, the yogas, Love Story Yogas is a group that we signed on. And, you know, health and wellness is really important. And so it's all about that neighborhood feel for us.
So you see this is self-contained, or is it really going to be for inviting the rest of the community and at large in Sonoma County?
I think a lot of people are going to choose to either live or work there because of all these amenities, but we only have 146 units. But I think what it really becomes is it becomes really a central downtown for Sonoma County.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So the headline says 460 homes. Is that number accurate? Is it homes, apartments, condos? What's that going to look like?
Yeah. So we're entitled to do 460 residential units, and those units are going to be all 100% rentals. And those rentals are in a series of three segments. So we have a very urban two-story loft, something that you would see in South Market. We have very traditional type of flats, one, two, three bedrooms, and then we have row homes, very similar to a townhome.
Nice.
Very good.
Nice. So by the time it's done, the leg of SMART Train to Larkspur should be completed as well. That's going to be next 2019, I think, right?
End of 2019 will be completed.
That's perfect.
So, yeah.
Guys, we're going to cut to our second commercial break here. When we come back, I do want to get also back to Nam and Mark because of the deals of the week, deals of the year. Be kind of interesting here, too. And David, stay with us. All right, second trivia question. What regular character did Larry David always voice on the TV show Seinfeld? Right, that's our trivia question. 888-912-1190 to answer this question. What regular character did Larry David always voice on the TV show Seinfeld? All right, you understand the question?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, I just don't know the answer.
Okay, that's okay. As long as you know what the question is, that's all I care about, right? All right, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
How often do you want a jeweler to just fix something for you without trying to sell you something? At Gold Rush Jewelers in San Rafael, they do just that. Of course, they have a beautiful selection of watches and jewelry if you want to buy something, but wouldn't it be nice to walk into a jewelry store without the high pressure? Most repairs can be done while you wait. Gold Rush Jewelers will do appraisals, repairs, and they have the largest selection of fine jewelry, including a wonderful selection of bridal and estate jewelry that anybody offers in the North Bay. Check out GoldRushJewelers.com or call 415-457-2020.
You're listening to the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Hanf, Nam Phan, and David Boquillan. Hey, I got that right. Second trivia question. What regular character did Larry David always voice on the TV show Seinfeld?
God, I'm stumped by that one. I thought I've watched all the episodes, and I don't remember there being a voice only.
Well, he mostly interacted with George.
Oh, is it Steinbrenner?
Steinbrenner, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Steinbrenner.
Heartbreaker, Dreammaker. Well, what's that song? Remember?
Good call. Good call. I thought it really was Steinbrenner anyway.
Yeah, no, he died. Okay. By the way, he was very fortuitous, or not him, but he was very smart when he died in 2010 when there was no estate tax.
Yeah,
10 year in 2010. Okay, quick mention here. All right, guys. How often do you want to go to a jeweler just to fix something for you without trying to sell you something, right? At Gold Rush Jewelers in San Rafael, they do just that. Of course, it's nice to walk into a jewelry store without high pressure. Oh, yeah. But they also have beautiful watches and jewelry if you do want to buy something, and most repairs can be done while you wait. Check out GoldRushJewelers.com. Rick Lewis is the owner. 415-457-2101. David, we're going to get back to you. I do want to ask, Nam, you had some like deals of the year you wanted to mention.
Yeah, you know, every week we go through and discuss the deal of the week. And this being the end of the year, I want to recap with a few deals of the year. And, you know, these are not unusual deals. I mean, they're very common to what we do here. But they stick out just because of the story, the borrowers. And it's, you know, just to highlight some of types of loans, types of clients we have at Pacific Private Money. But one of my favorite deals that we had this year was the retired couple who were on a fixed income. They were in the South Bay and lived in a two-story home and were trying to downsize. One, because they were empty nesters, but they also wanted to live in a single-level property. They owned their home free and clear. It was like $2.2 million, I think. And again, they owned it free and clear, the fixed income, and they identified a property. And this is at the beginning of this year when the market was hot. And the property that they wanted to bid on was like 1.1. So they had plenty of income. But the problem was they needed to act quickly.
Plenty of equity.
So they needed to act quickly. But with a conventional lender, they hadn't sold their home yet. Conventional lender would have said, no, you have to sell your current home first, and plus you're on a fixed income, you don't, you know, your income doesn't qualify you. So they came to us for those two reasons: speed, and we were able to provide the capital for them to close on the purchase on a non-sale contingency, so that they could move into the home that they're, you know, wanting to move into, mm-hmm. the single level, and give them time to sell without having those to happen at the same time.
Right. And the thing is even though the market's nowhere near as hot as it was, say, at the beginning of 2018, still, it's still unusual today to get in a contract to buy a home and to be able to do it with a contingency that you have to sell your existing home first. And you have to sell your existing home first because that's where the bulk of the down payment that you need to come
up
with.
Yeah, the bank still would not, in today's market, even though the market's, you know, hot or not hot, the bank is still not going to be able to provide them the funds in that instance.
Right. And so we do a lot of these deals where we prevent having a client have to move twice. You don't have to sell your home first to free up that equity for your down payment. We can make you a loan up to 100% of the target home price and cross it with your existing home as long as there's enough equity so that we can solve for a combined loan to value of 70% or less. And we do a lot of these loans every month here at Pacific Private Money, and it's a great tool. In fact, just this past week, we were at the Marin Association of Realtors. We were one of the sponsors there, and they were having their annual Christmas shindig and new officers, and it was pretty well attended, and we got a chance to sit, go up for a couple of minutes and just remind the realtors in the room that, you know, several things. One, you may think of us as, oh, well, you guys are hard money. Hard money is not a dirty word anymore. It may have been to many realtors 20 years ago because, you know, I still remember several realtors telling me, I would never put a client in a hard money loan. That's just predatory. Well, it's not anymore. You know, we're a regulated business, and we're here to serve the public need, and that need has grown because of bank financing being more difficult in the world of post-Dodd-Frank to obtain. It just takes longer to get bank financing. And here in the Bay Area, you have all kinds of situations where maybe you're on a fixed income, maybe you don't have seasoned funds, or you switch jobs, or you're self-employed. There's all kinds of reasons that make it so that it takes you longer than a typical 21 or 30 day close to get that bank financing. So we do bridge financing. Bridge meaning it's short term and that we can do it quickly, and we can help you close a real estate transaction. So if you're a realtor out there and you've got a client that you're trying to get them into a home, but financing is an issue, those are the types of challenges we tackle at Pacific Private Money every day. So for more information, check out our website. It's pacificprivatemoney.com, or just give us a jingle, 415-883-2150. We have a great reputation in the Bay Area realtor community for saving deals and helping your client close now and not have to wait for bank financing.
And Nam, didn't you say you received a phone call or an email from someone who said, hey, next time you're on the air, mention how you had to get in?
Yeah, they were interested in the fund. So I'd like to say hello to CJ out there who called in this week. Interested in the fund. He's been following our show for years, and he wanted to learn about how to invest in the Pacific Private Money Fund. So we sent him some information, our private placement. And hopefully we'll be visiting with him and a group of his fellow, you know, investors.
But you do have to be accredited.
I think
that's one of the things he was pointing out.
Yeah, he was asking, what is the qualification to invest in our fund? And there's really three criteria. You have to be accredited, first and foremost, so $1 million net worth outside of your primary residence, or you can qualify on income, $200,000 a year for the last 2 years, or $300,000 as a couple, minimum $50,000 to invest, and then there's a one-year hold.
And if you're a new listener and you got a little bit lost in the transition there, first we were talking about making loans to people, and then all of a sudden we're talking about investing in a fund. At Pacific Private Money, we make real estate loans with private capital. We're not a bank. We use 100% private individual capital, mostly Bay Area residents. And so if you've heard of alternative investment strategies, well, we're a real estate debt fund. And those have we've got over 300 clients who have taken advantage of our mortgage secured debt instruments that pay about 7.5% and more. So for more information, the same website, pacificprivatemoney.com, where you can learn about trust deed investing, or you can learn how to obtain fast, reliable financing when time is of the essence.
All right. When we come back, I do have a trivia, not trivia, I do have a question for Mark regarding mortgage brokers and how you work with them. Third trivia question is, what decade did Marty McFly go back to in the original Back to the Future movie? It wasn't the 1420s, I'll tell you that. Okay? That's a hint. Now you got about a million other decades to choose from. Call 888-912-1190 to answer this question. What decade did Marty McFly go back to in the original Back to the Future movie? Again, 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate worth over $100. All right, don't touch that dial because the Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan, and our special guest, David Boquillan. What decade did Marty McFly go back to in the original Back to the Future?
I'm guessing the 50s?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. Remember Chuck Berry and all that. Mm-hmm. All right. Mark, we had a listener call in who says, why would mortgage brokers refer to you? It must have heard at various times before that mortgage brokers have referred to you. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they go to the banks instead?
Well, we don't compete with mortgage brokers. In fact, we get most of our loan request leads from mortgage brokers and realtors who have a client that, for reasons that we just talked about in the last segment, can't get bank financing either quickly enough, or they need to do certain things. They need more time or more seasoning. Yet they're in a position where they want to buy real estate now, and they have the need, the want, the desire, and the capacity for it. And, you know, we're about, you know, lending on the story. So if we like the story, we'll make the loan. But, you know, getting back to why would a mortgage broker who could theoretically get conventional financing, we oftentimes just refer to it like bank financing, but right, it's really conventional financing is what we're talking about. The reason is we don't compete with mortgage brokers. We don't do conventional financing. We're only doing private financing. We only make short-term bridge loans. And so we're very symbiotic with our mortgage broker referral network in that they get to keep the client. We don't take their client away from them. We close the transaction now, and then they refinance us out of our more expensive loan with a less expensive conventional financing. We call that our refer and recapture program. So if you're a mortgage professional out there and you just want another tool in your back pocket, check us out. Our owner-occupied 11-month purchase money bridge loan is a great tool in many different circumstances, including fast closings or maybe something popped up on their credit reports, could take a few months to fix, but you know you're going to be able to fix that. We look at a lot of different scenarios, and there's literally hundreds of reasons why someone would need to use our bridge loan product. The great part about it, there's no prepayment penalties. You can pay us off in 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months. We just prefer not to do anything beyond 11 months. That's it's not even our preference. That's actually the law. We operate within an exemption to the Dodd-Frank regulations that say if it's a temporary loan, i.e. less than 1 year, we're able to make interest only, no prepay loans at rates that our investors like and at a speed that our clients like. So for more information, pacificprivatemoney.com.
All right. And Nam, you wanted to go back to David and ask
him
a question.
Yeah, just wanted to ask, what other kinds of tenants are you looking for? For Station Avenue.
So I think, you know, on a whole, we our attitude is we want to bring back Main Street. You know, we're not a mall developer. We're not a publicly traded company, so we don't have to report to Wall Street. When it comes to tenants, you know, we're not always looking for the national credit tenant. You know, we view credit in a lot of different ways than a lot of the other people do, meaning that, you know, if you're a sole proprietor and you own a restaurant and you have a couple, you have a track record and a few operations throughout the Bay Area, we view that as a credit tenant. So we look at it a little differently, and I think it becomes because we're a privately held company. We see tenants getting smaller, not bigger. We're not big box. It's very neighborhood like, but it's all about what happens on the street.
I really like that idea of bringing back Main Street. And let's talk about that a little bit. Like, for example, we're doing this show. We're in, right now, as we speak, we're in downtown Nevada. Nevada's got a Main Street, Grant Avenue, and it's been going through its own kind of changes. Some tenants have moved out. There's vacancies. And I know that our little town here, it's not an unusual story. A lot of Main Streets are suffering. What do you think is the future of Main Street?
Good question. I can tell you the way that we're looking at Station Avenue, and to us, it's two segments. It's daytime, nighttime. So, you know, there is that transition when day turns to night. Station Avenue is a very urban project. You know, we are on rail. You know, there is this daytime population that happens there because of the office space that fuels those couple turns on the restaurants.
Yep.
At the same time, that same parking stall becomes used at night. Residents come back from their place of work, whatever they're in, and they do their health and wellness, the Soul Cycle yoga, and they dine. And so what we want people to do in every day, doesn't matter what day of the week it is, it's, honey, what are we doing tonight? I don't know. Yeah. Let's go to Station Ave. Why? Because there's choices.
Exactly. Right. And right. Especially when it's brand new, everybody wants to check it out.
Yeah, and it just seems like that's such an issue in the Bay Area with a lot of downtowns where you've seen a lot of changes. You know, retail has disappeared from most downtown now, thanks to Amazon and thanks to, you know, regional shopping centers. But even some of the regional shopping centers are suffering. So it's interesting that you've created a model for Station Avenue to provide a downtown that doesn't exist for the city of Rohnert Park. And I would have a feeling that I would bet that a lot of other local communities are going to take a look at that and potentially use that as a model, assuming that it's successful. And it certainly sounds like you've given this a lot of thought as how do you create a new downtown in 2019 without looking at the failed model of, you know, hardware stores and retail downtown that, you know, most historic downtowns are based on.
And number one, the community has to want you. We're not interested in trying to force something in. I mean, it was very evident that the work that city did well before we got there, that we had a very common goal and vision in mind. And we're just following the blueprint we're going to follow through. Now it's our time to produce. You know, we're doing projects now all across the country, and honestly, everyone is a little different, but I think the thought process is still the same, is to bring back Main Street in whatever town we're in and whatever form that may be. It's not a repetitive formula like for us with a mall. I mean, it's very organic and it happens over time, and you have to be very, very conscientious of where you are and what those people want.
You know, I think in your specific case with Station Avenue, I think that Smart Train is really going to be a big push because, again, I'm thinking about, you know, I live in downtown San Rafael, and it's bumper to bumper traffic almost all the time. And so you think about going somewhere and you go, well, no, I don't want to deal with traffic. Let's just stay home. But if you can just kind of quickly go on a train and have sort of a fun train ride and not have to worry about any of that stuff, I think that's going to be a big push for you.
Who wouldn't want to take a train into the wine country and go have a couple of cocktails or dinner?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
But I think for us, you know, a segment of the market that we don't want to ignore is the millennials and having Sonoma State University right there in our town. You know, I mean, 10,000 students, 25 to 2,800 faculty, people that are just right there at our front door. Now, granted, there probably wasn't a reason for that to coexist because there wasn't a downtown. But when you show up at Station Ave in 2020, you're going to be able to tell when school's in sessions by the amount of backpacks and the students hanging out. Yeah, and that's a good vibe. And I think that's great for all segments of whatever age you are.
What kind of entertainment do you think you're going to have just before we cut to a break?
Yeah, not to get too ahead of ourselves on our press releases, but okay. There is a honky tonk from Nashville, Tennessee that is very, very interested and has signed up. So we're really excited about that.
You're marking up to practice your line dancing.
Yeah, there
little,
we go. Country music in the country.
I can definitely see that. All right, guys, we're going to cut to our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have some closing comments on the best of investing. So don't touch that dial. I think, Nam, you got one more deal of the year, too, to cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, happy to.
So stay with us, audience. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
You're listening to the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan, and our special guest, David Boquillan. Nam, you have one more deal that you want to share with us.
Just one of the ones that, again, earlier this year that really highlights the type of lending we do and some of the borrowers that we have was a couple in Tiburon. They were planning to sell their home in June of this year. They approached us in January because They weren't planning to move. They had just added to their family a new child. But a home five doors down from the street, on the street that they lived on, came on the market in Tiburon. Now, the orientation of the house was such that they had this fantastic view, or they would have this fantastic view of the city and the Golden Gate Bridge. So they said, you know what? This is the house of our dreams. We want to move into it. But again, our house isn't even on the market yet. It's months away from that happening. So they came to us, or the realtor did, and said, hey, can you give them a loan for the purchase and so that they can, you know, move in, get this house, and have some time to prepare their current home,
remodel for sale.
Yeah, do a little remodel. So they came to us, and we provided a loan for them for $2 million. Now, their FICOs were 800. So it's something we talk about all the time, which is our borrowers, the average borrower that comes to us is not somebody who is, you know, in distress.
Right. This is not your father's or grandfather's hard money. We're not making loans to people with 500 FICO scores and 1 foot in bankruptcy.
Yeah, it was an opportunity cost. So we provided a loan, and they probably put their home on the market once they got into this other one in March. And so they paid us off within 3 or 4 months. We're fine with that. So it was just a great story just because, again, it identifies the typical borrower that's coming to us for these bridge loans.
And yeah. You took both houses as collateral? Did you take the baby as collateral too? No. Oh, no, that's the old hard money loans. That's right.
It's the olden days.
Okay. Do you want to ask David one more question before we cut out of here?
Yeah. You know, with the fires that happened last October or a year ago, October, and the shortage of housing, you know, how is Station Avenue helping with that?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I mean, early on, prior, we went into contract before the fires. So we loved the underwriting back then. And then the wildfires happened, and we took a step back and, you know, let the dust clear a little bit. But I think, you know, from our standpoint, you know, it definitely fueled a need for sure. I mean, even on our website, and I just checked just before I came in here into the studio, you know, our website has an inquiry button. So we have, at the time, it lists 300 residential units there. And we have over 1,000 inquiries from this. So what that tells us wow. is that, you know, we do what Californians do when natural disasters happen, and we band together, we build, rebuild, and move on. So no one's going away. So I think what we're very proud about is being the first large-scale mixed-use project to deliver 400 units to the market. And in that, you know, we started kind of working with the university, and, you know, we have a very passionate goal is to put teachers back in homes, and we're going to work hand in hand with them on that. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, there's going to be a lot of residents that have homes in there that are going to be calling you, because when they see a $400 million investment just down the street from them, they're going to think about how can I maximize my real estate investment.
There you go.
And well, what's the website for the for the project?
It's Station Avenue. RP.com.
Very good.
StationAvenueRP.com.
David, thank you very much for joining us on The Best of Investing. Guys, I'm going to give here's our thoughts for the day. Two things define you: your patience when you have nothing, and your attitude when you have everything. And surround yourself with people who are only going to lift you higher. That's why I hang out with you guys. Not sure why you hang out with me, but figured one of us should benefit from this. Let's see. Any last minute?
Just happy holidays.
Absolutely. Yeah. The month is winding up. But December is often the busiest month at Pacific Private Money. And this year is no exception. 5 years in a row, our top month. We do more loans in the 3 weeks of December before the Christmas break than just about any other time of the year. So if you've got a year-end deal that's got to close, give us a call tomorrow, 415-883-2150. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Very good. And also, if you want to invest and earn 7.5%+.
Go to the same website, call the same number. Yes.
Great. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190, or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's business leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.